Well, Tina, let's take a moment. Big event in Champaign County coming up here this weekend.
We are so excited, and it looks like the weather is actually going to be on our side. So sunshine and 70 degrees is just a perfect venue to get out in the country and explore the barns.
Well, tell me about the barn quilt tour.
Sure, absolutely. This is our sixth year to do the barn quilt tour. We have over 75 barns in Champaign County that are adorned with quilts on the outside. And we open 8 to 9 barns during the tour. And when I say they're open, they're actually tour barns. So you can step into the barns, you can see the structure. People like to see the post and beam and the wood pegs and just kind of explore the barns a little bit. And then we also have attractions at each barn. So the interesting thing is this year we have 9 barns, which is more than we've ever had before. And we will have hundreds of quilts, and I'm talking about antique quilts and also new quilts on display. We work with the local quilt guild, and they are set up at 2 of our barns, so we'll have wall hangings and full-size quilts. And then we also have a lot of food at each of the barns, so you can kind of get a culinary experience of Champaign County. One of our markets is a farm market, and we'll have all types of produce for sale that's local produce. And then we also have a maple syrup camp this year on the tour, Johnson's Maple Syrup Camp. And when you're at Johnson's, you can visit an 1800s log cabin, the family log cabin, and they've been making syrup there for over 100 years. So you can see all the maple trees surrounding the camp, and you'll be able to taste the maple syrup actually on either pancakes or waffles. I think they're serving this weekend. We're going to be at Robert Rothschild Farm, and they're known, of course, on a national level for their gourmet jams, jellies, and sauces, and they're going to be doing raspberry sundaes, so we're kind of excited about that. We have beautiful herb gardens and perennial gardens that will be on display, antique farm equipment. We have a working dairy, so you'll be able to see how a dairy farm works, and for a lot of folks visiting us from the city, they really have no idea how a dairy farm functions, so we're all excited about that particular stop. And we have activities for the kids planned. So literally, this is an event that is for all ages. Kids under 12 are free with an adult, and tickets are $10, and that's a weekend pass that gets you into 9 different barns.
Now, Tina, is this a drive-it-yourself tour?
It is a self-guided tour. When you purchase your ticket, we give you a brochure and a map, and the map actually features all 75 barns in the county, but we have a red highlight that goes around, and it's probably about a 45-mile radius tour route this year. So it's a one tank. You can do it over the weekend and kind of stretch it out and enjoy each stop, or you can, you know, really make it a quick trip and do it in one day.
Coming up this Saturday and Sunday.
Correct. It's this Saturday, and the hours are 10 to 5 on Saturday, and on Sunday, we open at noon to 5, and you can purchase your tickets in downtown Urbana on the square, Monument Square, or you can purchase your tickets at any one of the tour barns. And if you'd like additional information, we do have a website set up. It's www.champaigncountybarns.com. And you can also follow us on Facebook.
That's what I was going to say. You also have quite a presence on Facebook.
We do, and we're able to kind of update more information on Facebook. In fact, this afternoon we're going out to hang 2 quilts, and both of these barns will be on the tour. So, yeah, follow us on Facebook if you want to see more.
Tina, is quilting becoming a lost art?
Well, I would say in Champaign County, not so much. We have a very large quilt guild. We have a morning guild. They meet monthly in the morning, and then we have an evening guild. So in our area, not so much. But, I think people are just probably drawn to quilts a little bit more because of the history and the family heritage. And it's kind of unique that we can put a quilt on a barn and celebrate agritourism as well as, the historic meaning of quilts and how families sat around and put this all together. So I would probably say not so much a lost art in Champaign County.
For those folks that are going to be enjoying the tour here this coming weekend, at the end, what do you hope they'll be taking away from the experience?
Well, first off, of course, I'm a little partial because I grew up in Champaign County, so I think Champaign County is a beautiful, beautiful community, and the countryside is gorgeous the way we have the tour route. So you're going to be in the northeastern quadrant of Champaign County, and there's rolling hills, lots of trees. So we just hope that it makes people think a little bit about their heritage, and we certainly recognize how important agriculture is in our community. It's one of our largest industries. And we celebrate the family farm.
And it might be good for us to remind folks that as they go on the tour here this weekend with harvest underway, to be mindful of the farm equipment that they might encounter out on those rural roadways.
Absolutely. And our farmers have been in the fields a little bit, and they've had to kind of pull back out due to the rain. But I think you're going to see a lot of activity. You're going to see combines and a lot of farm equipment, as you mentioned, this weekend, because the guys are anxious to get in the fields.
Tina, anything else about the Champaign County Barn Quilt Tour coming up October 8th and 9th that you'd like to mention?
We just certainly want to invite everyone to come to Champaign County and visit us. We're excited about the tour route this year. As I mentioned, there are 9 barns that are open, and you can really have a culinary experience at each of the barns. Saturday evening at Mad River Farm Market, we are going to do something a little unique. We're doing a wine tasting, and following the wine tasting, we are going to have a dinner. And that is open to the public. There is additional cost, of course, for the wine tasting and the dinner. But if you want to stick around and enjoy some company and get to know us a little bit more, we certainly invite everyone to attend.
It sounds like a great event. Tina, thanks for spending a few minutes visiting with us about the Champaign County Barn Quilt Tour coming up this weekend.
We appreciate the opportunity, and I also want to certainly thank our corporate sponsors. Robert Rothschild Farm is one of our corporate sponsors, and Champaign Residential Services here in Urbana.